AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is. DJ Scream is here. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. El Dorado Red is here. Shy Jones is here. What's up, Kashizi? Behind the film shit, making this shit look right. You know what I'm saying? What's up, everybody? How everybody feeling? This is Big Fact Fridays, by the way. You know what I'm saying? What's for the up? Streets, for the culture. How everybody feeling today?
Got to
do that. How everybody feeling? Check. Make sure everybody good.
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yeah, feeling real good.
Welcome back, man. Where you been? What you been on, Red?
I'm an honorary co-host.
There you go.
But that shit is, when the motherfucker be in them fraternities and shit.
Yeah,
I'm an honorary.
Honorary member.
Yeah, I'm an honorary member.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Born in that.
So what we feeling today? Like, what's
this nigga over here fantasizing about Mary J. Blige and
I
shit.
I love Mary J. You
know? Shout out to Mary.
Mary, come to Big Facts and talk.
Get
to
a room, golly, please.
Hit a note, Bank.
Get this nigga a hug.
Bank probably
would
say, he probably wouldn't say shit the whole hour if she was Mary J.
I mean, I already talked to her.
But you gotta tell him why you really wanted her though, P.
I can't
break it down.
I can't. Mary,
come on, P.
They were doing her wrong. Black.
Yeah, they were doing her too wrong. I felt like I could save her.
Bank was also Captain Sable.
Yeah, that ain't P.
For what you talking about.
For Mary J.
Certain people don't know that they need me.
She needed me.
That shit she was singing in them songs.
But I think
she needed me.
You talking about this was the late 90s, right?
Whenever she put
whenever the 90s.
Yeah,
she was every street nigga's desire, right?
Yes, and then she get on power and she a gangster. I'm like,
that could have been us.
But nah, I love
shout out to Mary J.
Queen, though, for real. Like,
queen.
For real, for real.
For sure.
She touch a nigga, like, for real, to make you be like, man, I want her. That music.
Yeah.
That then shit I just watched the shit with Puff. Them, they put the My Life shit. You seen that?
Yeah. The documentary.
I just watched this shit and they were saying, like, how them niggas smart as hell too. Like he was like, and he put her with his baby mama, gave her the style, got them too with this writer, you know what I'm saying? Just created that shit. Like.
Mm-hmm.
But she they had to see that in her cause she pulled it off.
Right.
Not for
right.
Real. Yeah.
Shouts to Mary J. Open invite for Big Facts. What's on our heart today? What we want to talk about? What's the topic on Big Facts Fridays?
The topic.
Oh, you got a topic? Or I was gonna let
No, we're gonna let him do it. But I just, you know,
give you the honor.
Good publicity. Or bad publicity, or is all publicity good?
The saying, all publicity is good publicity. Facts or nah?
Nah.
Facts or cap?
If you got something to say,
it depends on your perspective.
Behind it.
If you have a product.
Behind it.
Yeah.
If something behind facts. It, yeah, all good publicity.
Because it's not technically, if you have a product, it's not technically, like bad publicity technically wouldn't be publicity. It'll just be bringing attention to whatever it is that you're trying to sell.
That's publicity though.
Yeah.
And no, but what bad. I'm saying is like, it's not good or bad. It's just attention to your product that is basically marketing and advertising.
For free.
If you look at it. Yeah.
Your haters are your biggest marketing team.
So yep. I'm gonna go to where my yes. mind and go. The biggest publicity, if you're a rap artist, is probably getting shot. All right?
Shooting a nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, they done kind of made it what a victim be. Yeah. Bigger than the shooter, bro.
Think about it. Go back to
you get you one of them free ones.
Yeah, if you do that, that's like
get you one of them free ones. That's the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Not shooting a nigga going to jail. Yeah, got them going to jail. I'm just saying like.
Right. So that's considered definitely publicity, but is it good or bad?
Ain't good for the motherfucker who done got shot.
Right.
But I mean.
But the world we living in now, like doing something like that will boost you through the roof.
Getting shot or doing the shooting will boost you through the roof. We seen it.
Bro, any type of thing. Any
if you
type,
survive.
Any type of thing is.
Yeah,
gonna keep you in the blogs, bro. Or whatever the fuck to make you popular.
A lot of artists, you wouldn't never know who they was.
Unless
nothing happened to them.
Your character has been exposed.
Not even that. What if what if it's false allegations? And we've seen that too.
False allegations is false allegations.
Yeah, but we
see it. Gonna ride to nothing anyway. That shit gonna go to nothing anyway.
But what I'm saying, okay, false allegations could put you up against, and probably afterward you'll be bigger than ever.
It depends on the type of false allegation. If it's like some sexual shit, or you like you did some shit.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Allegation ain't nothing if it ain't proven.
I'm just throwing it out there. Michael Jackson,
that shit didn't hurt Michael Jackson at all.
It was too late. It came.
How?
He was I didn't say Michael it did.
Them folk got money. They don't even know. Like, what,
but I just watched that Janet documentary, and he pretty much said it hit him because it fucked with his character.
He was on their way out. He was on their way out. So it's like, you know, they gonna go on and tear you down before you go on out. We ain't gonna let you be a legend.
R. Kelly,
over with.
He has not been convicted yet.
But yes, she, he has been condemned.
He's not been convicted.
That's what we're saying.
They have not said guilty.
He's still on trial, right?
He's locked up. That's a different one. Once you're locked up, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
When you're dead, you're gone.
What about Bill
Cosby? I'm just saying real nigga shit. If you're dead, you're gone. So it don't matter. Publicity don't matter. He locked up. If he was on the streets, still writing them songs and shit, still putting out them hits, he wasn't canceled. And they were saying, what the fuck would it, how is that hurting him?
Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah.
That's a point.
But financially, do you think R. Kelly's streams went up or down? But
they said that shit went up.
It went up. Somebody else. So good or bad, it was free marketing. Free publicity.
All publicity, good or bad, is publicity.
I think that's not the situation you're in.
You can't debate that. It is definitely publicity. I think the fact comes down to, is it good or bad? Meaning as in, okay, definitely you get your money from the music, but you might lose. Let's just throw it out there. The baby in that whole situation, he lost a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's great publicity as far as he's more, everybody knows him. The shit was on CNN. You see what I'm saying?
But
these folks had to double back. Because I just saw where he's performing next week in Portugal at Rolling Loud.
I just said
where that. They pulled him off a few minutes ago.
Like,
on the front end, I think it could fuck with you. But on the back end, if you survive, you'll be bigger than ever.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't survive, that's the key.
If you surviving is the key. You have to survive that shit.
It depends on the position. It depends on if you ain't locked up or fucked up, shit, or dead, you still surviving it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How is it bad?
What if you lose something dear to you?
Like
in
what?
In the process.
Like your wife or your family or some shit?
Like worth it?
I mean, you get caught. Publicity.
But shit, I look at it like this, right?
Man,
if them folks leave.
If I get caught in a scandal and the bitch gone, she was trying to go anyway.
No, that's what I'm saying.
What
like,
kind of scandal? You saying if I ain't do it?
She just needed a reason.
I did it.
She
just needed a reason.
You been doing shit.
No, that's how I look at it too. Like if they leave because you're tied up in a tight situation or you're in a bad spot or whatever,
yeah,
then they were never with you to begin with.
Nah, he's saying like if a bitch go to the blog, like yeah, have me like right there next to her, and then Shante Lee.
Well, who had Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart
happened to Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
his girl left.
She didn't leave.
She left for a second.
She left for a second when she came back.
All right, because at the end of the day, it's going to seem different because you feel like everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's the same shit.
But in a situation like that, when she leaves for a second, as a man, do you accept her back? If you cheated,
I don't want to keep putting names out there.
Because you went outside. Like,
yeah, you cheated.
She went outside.
Yeah.
You outside. You go outside. But if you didn't go outside, I don't know.
If you just left because you was mad and you said, fuck you for a minute.
If you just went and snuck.
I'm going to go ahead and say, this is kind of like, it's kind of like the.
But if you came outside, though, stay your ass outside.
It's kind of like
Wait, what's the difference, Bank?
The difference is.
The big difference.
Bitch, if you sneak off and fuck to clear your mind or whatever you had to do, like, fuck, they don't finna go get some get back in my mind and my heart. My friends know. But everybody else don't know.
Uh-huh.
But if you start a goddamn shit, I'm outside, you in nigga section and doing all this shit, and I'm outside, she's gonna stay outside. Hey. Because if I don't know it, I don't know it.
Okay, I get it.
But what if you find out?
What you mean?
Like, some random shit. Like,
if
you find out, then it becomes disrespect.
Yeah.
But
we ain't going to disrespect.
But nobody
no
else
form
don't. Nobody else don't know. But
it's still disrespect. Though once I find.
But said if don't nobody else know, how the hell
you
find out?
You not find out.
But if she find out, that means you disrespected her.
Facts. I ain't saying how another motherfucker supposed. She need to handle it. She need to handle it. I'm talking about me and my morals.
What? But she's supposed to stay loyal.
I don't say what a motherfucker's supposed to do, Sha. I'm saying you do what you supposed to do. I'm just letting you know you're gonna do what you're supposed to do on your terms, not on mine.
But y'all just said if she leaves, she was never supposed to be there. She wasn't supposed to stay regardless. She wanted to leave regardless, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You just said if you cheated and the bitch leave, she wanted to leave regardless.
Yeah.
That was your point, right?
No, that is absolutely false.
That's what they said. That's what they
said. No, I'm saying.
That's what I said.
That's what I'm saying. Listen. I said if I cheated and it hits the blogs and shit.
Allegedly.
And she leave, and if she leaves, you want to leave it anyway. That's how I feel.
You said allegedly.
I've been in a situation where I've got caught in up in shit, and you didn't leave.
Okay.
So if your pride, if it's pride, it's pride that made you leave. So you want to leave anyway.
Okay, so if she stays, she loyal, right?
I can't say what she is. Oh. She could be with me and not be loyal. What are you talking about?
But my
she could be with me and have a whole dick in her mouth when she go to work. I don't know what's going on.
That's a touche.
Come on.
And for the
bitch
big fat,
the slickest women on earth.
For the big fast Bible, be clear that Bank don't want to know.
But you act like there's other women out there other than bitches. He just said bitches are the slickest women on earth.
The slickest people
you
on
funny
earth.
Funny as hell, man.
Saying like, but you don't never know.
But what I'm saying is you saying if you catch
I'm
her
saying what I'm going
over.
For and what I'm not going for. That's it, Sha. I ain't saying nothing else. I can't put
he
no
says,
words in
he
you.
He can't tell
I'm
her
saying,
what to go
I'm
for
going for
and
what
not
I'm not
go
going for. If you need to go get your rocks off on some sneaky shit, hey, you better goddamn go fuck a nigga in Augusta that work for goddamn anyway. Nobody don't know him. He don't know me. So it don't get back. If he get back, then that's what we deal with it. Right. I don't know what else to say about that.
I mean, he's making sense.
I don't know what else to say about it because I can't be mad at you if you didn't disrespect me.
He said you can't tell people how to react to nothing.
I mean, that
really,
that makes
from top
sense.
To bottom, everybody in here might react differently to something.
Because everybody in here has been through different situations.
Right, and reacted differently.
That make them have a different thought process.
But this was shit I was doing when I was a young nigga. I come in on some young shit. You get what I'm saying? So, and I went through too much shit. Like, we went through too much shit together. It's like that we both walked away from. But we didn't, so shit, hey, it's a line too. Like, I ain't saying I'm finna go out here and get caught up in no shit. Hey, now we grown as fuck now. So if I get caught up in shit and you, if nobody don't know and you just know and you decide to leave, okay, you got tired of that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
Right. Yeah.
But you get caught up, I don't give a fuck what you do. You do some shit that I feel like I don't respect or you got to be able to respect that I can't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want me to be in a relationship with you with malice in my heart. Mm-hmm. That's what people do.
That ain't going to work.
Even friends. Niggas will do that knowing like, I don't really fuck with this nigga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But due to the fact
Facts.
That I need this nigga,
yeah.
I'm finna mm-hmm. kick
Facts.
This mob shit.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
But really, I don't fuck with you. So they're going to grow to explode. Then when it explode, it's resentment. Like we were talking about last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to resentment because I never really fucked with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you be
but I just
why.
Needed you.
And then you be wondering why you be taking losses and bad shit be happening. You got that fucked up ass energy.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The whole time, this nigga goddamn can't. Anytime accomplishment, nigga acting like they cheering you on, but the whole time, nigga wondering why they ain't this
Facts.
And that.
No, you right.
Facts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, that's a fucked up situation.
That's what I'm saying. So, it is what it is. Like, you try to, like, I ain't gonna never beg nobody to be with me, stay with me, or don't leave. I never said those words.
Ever.
In my life. Never mm-hmm. will. Because I want what want me. Mm. I'm not in the league of convincing you to fuck with me.
You got
to
go where you're celebrated you. And not tolerated, like Kevin said, for
I
real.
Convince no nigga. That's why I ain't having conversation to be like, man, but did, man, but fuck all that. Mm-hmm. It that.
That's where they gonna stay.
Facts.
Give a damn who you is. It can be goddamn Barbara Atkinson, my mom. Real shit. If she feel like she don't want to talk to me, I love you to death. Call me when you want to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't force nobody to feel no type of way.
This is the truth.
You get on some G shit, you can't, like, because all you're doing is making, you pushing yourself, you're going to make them folk hate you, bro. Mm.
They'll make it worse.
So in the meantime,
if I'm around you playing like I fuck with you, what going to make me not take my opportunity to fuck over you?
As soon as I get it. Opportunity.
I'm around you every day, Jay. I don't fuck with that bitch. But I'm in the car with you, and you just show me shit. I got $300,000 in the bag. I got to take such a... I'm finna run in here and goddamn drop these Jada cakes off. Mm-hmm. Bitch. I was waiting on that. So you better get the folks all around you, man.
No, real.
No, you're right.
Real shit.
Fast.
No, that's big facts.
Oh, but back to it. What you saying? Yeah, what we saying?
Publicity. All publicity.
Certain publicity ain't gonna work out. No, I'm gonna tell you something. It depends on the type of person you are and the morals that you're standing on. Mm.
That makes sense.
Like my boy.
Can your character like my boy survive Tennessee, the scandal?
Buck. Okay. Like Buck, you was a gangster. Everybody, you was a gangster. So this shit that happened, it wasn't good publicity because nigga looking at it like, you supposed to be a gangster. How you doing this? And lying. That's how people feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if it was a nigga who have that type of characteristic, or well, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Niggas most feel like that because nigga couldn't see that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see that on, bro. I fuck with, bro.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But then when it happened, like, whatever happened, niggas go take that shit for, like, you get what I'm saying?
Like you're a fraud.
Like certain niggas tell you, be like, I know he was going to tell.
Big fat.
I just feel like your character got to be able to survive this.
Yes.
Scandal.
Survival is the key to
if
this.
If it ain't
survival.
True.
Survival.
Because a motherfucker, we done seen plenty of situations where street nigga, stand up nigga, whoever, nigga that supposed to be solid, like some allegations might arise, but depending on your character, you know what I'm saying? If you could survive the scandal.
To navigate that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, if you could survive, because, you know, the lie or the truth going to always rise to the top. Right. Mm-hmm. It could be perceived as the truth when it first hit, because, you know what I mean? It got to take a little process to weed out the bullshit. Like,
right. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, you can only, if some shit false, you can only make it true yourself.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. By fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If a nigga come in there motherfucking say, boy, you got on a red hat. And I know my hat white. What am I supposed to? I supposed to go back and forth with him? Nigga, that's a white hat. What's that, nigga? Instead of saying, hey, they need to get this man some help.
Because I know my hat white.
With him. He know he lying.
I know my hat
or
white.
Something wrong with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly.
See him. Now, I'm a bitch, too.
Yeah, you're giving it energy.
Yeah, like, fuck all that, Brody.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. I think a lot of these artists coming up, too, nigga need to take a page out that book right there as far as not giving shit energy.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't, bro.
You would draw more of the lie to you to where, you know what I mean?
And then if you give certain shit energy, and it depending on what type of person you is, you're going to give it the wrong energy and put yourself in a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
You got niggas every day wake up right now that don't fuck with me to this day. These niggas feel like... They feel like they some, what you call them? Magicians. Like they know magic. For today's trick, I'm gonna trick bank off the street.
Damn, what the
fuck? I'm finna trick this nigga out of this position. Real shit. Motherfuckers, bitches too, they think they magicians. Like,
yeah.
For my next trick, trick this nigga off the street. Nah, king, queen, bitch.
But you know what it is. Not to keep bringing up the same word. But the reason people, whether they rappers or not, react is because the ego is a powerful
motherfucker. Yeah, but get
yeah, but if you're a celebrity, you know the ego.
I did this shit before.
I get it. I'm just telling you, bro. We're talking about the why,
yeah. Bro. When internet first came out, bro, them niggas will tell you, bro. Them niggas like probably thought I was the lamest fuck nigga in the world. Cause I'd be like cussing at these niggas like they were my kid, like, bro, get off that lame ass shit.
I had to make him
get an
Instagram.
This was MySpace.
Yeah.
This is MySpace and Twitter. Like, bro, that shit, y'all niggas, that shit gonna fuck y'all niggas up. Like, cause niggas, I seen niggas getting too far in their feelings in that shit. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, hell nah. Like, look what these niggas said. Nigga ready to really nut up about this shit. So I'm like, man, nigga just need to stay out of that shit then. I get on this shit. 15 years later, I get on this shit. First time a nigga say something about me on the internet, I wanna go back and forth. You get what I'm saying? So certain shit, you just gotta You can't allow yourself, bro, no matter how you feel, bro. You got to take 10 seconds to think about it.
10 seconds to think about it.
All that shit a double-edged sword at the end of it.
Yeah, because you're going
to... publicity and the fucking internet.
Yeah, because see, like, when
I want the publicity. Talk about me. I don't give a fuck. Any nigga that feel like you trying to come up, you trying to get some... Say bank name. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to say shit. Say my name. I'm cool with that. Because I get what you're trying to do. But what I'm saying is, I'm not finna sit and go back and forth with you, because then that put me a red nose on, too.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Cause now it's two sides.
You done joined the circus.
Yeah, now it's two sides. Now motherfucker get to see shit, but it look like he telling the truth.
Yeah, he
bang, why bang say something if it ain't true? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So think what you want to think. It don't matter what I say, you still already think what you want to think.
Period.
Right.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Yeah, but even, like, going back to what Rado was just saying about, like, giving certain shit energy or whatever, when you give negative shit energy and you give, like, negative shit attention, you're distracting yourself from the energy that you're supposed to be diverting to the positive shit and trying to elevate and all that other shit. So it's like, you paying attention to this shit over here, this negative shit is gonna fucking... basically, for lack of a better way to put it, rob you of your blessings, because God is going to look at it like, you don't understand that you're supposed to be focusing on this over here and not this. Well, you're not ready for this over here, so I'm going to just take it away and let you deal with this over here until you figure it out.
No, it's just a thing called Isha Dara. Isha Lekba. It's a deity. Y'all ain't, but it's a trickster.
Yeah.
It give you good and bad. Like, I'm gonna see if you gonna go for this. If you, cause I'm about to give you everything you asked for. But I'm gonna send this out there and see if you ready.
Test.
You ain't ready. You just reacted to that for that.
Right.
Test.
Then at the same time, you could be in a position of, cause the internet is everything. It's social media, shit is everything. So you could be in a position of a motherfucker saying, to Monday morning, I'm gonna call Scream and say, I want him to do this. You know what I'm saying? And this could be some shit life changing for you and your family. But
Sunday night,
you back and forth with some niggas.
Yeah.
And niggas like, damn, he let that get him in these emotions.
Can't call him Monday
I can't
morning.
Call him with this big ass shit.
Yeah.
Because what if that happened again? He not ready.
Right. Yeah.
You're right.
He going to run the money off.
Coca-Cola, Pepsi, all them folk like that, they looking at that shit like, that's a liability.
Yeah.
You might get some nigga money, some little nigga money clubs
and
shit.
Right.
But you ain't finna get no real money when niggas feel like, you'll go out your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's some real shit, though, what you just spoke on.
That's the truth, bro. Got what?
That's a lot of training. That come with training, too.
And living.
Me, too. I ran all the money off back in the day. I had to run that shit off.
Nah, yeah.
I had to learn.
It's different.
I had to learn, like, don't even feed. Don't
cherry
even.
Chucks.
Yeah. She smoking. You ain't smoking cherry Chucks, you a dumb fuck.
Nah, for real, this shit smoking, but.
Yeah, but basically, to take another page out that book right there, it's just like, you know, you are whatever you eat. So if you eat or feed into that type of energy, you are what you eat. You feeding into the shit. You
and
know what
you put out, though.
And what you put out. I was just finna say that. And what you put out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Everybody diet is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't just mean, like, your physical diet. I mean, like, your spiritual diet. Like, what you allow your eyes to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I got to a point where, like, certain shit come on the TV now, I don't even watch that shit.
Me too.
Like, if it's certain shit.
Me too.
Cause yeah. I understand that my mind and my mind is connected to my spirit.
Yes.
My mind is like a download, like a computer. So whatever I see, whatever I indulge, whatever I read, is gonna download to my mind first, then to my spirit.
Your subconscious is gonna
subconsciously,
it.
Even if I don't want to think about that shit, I'm gonna be thinking about it.
If it's in your
it.
Face, you're not gonna be able
if
to.
If I don't sit down and watch it or digested it subconsciously, I done already downloaded it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So if I see some bullshit and I know I don't want that shit in my mental diet or my spiritual diet, I'm immediately switch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go to some shit that I really need to digest.
That's the same shit we were talking about the other day about rejecting the negative thoughts.
Yeah, hell yeah. You are what you eat. You know what I mean?
Whatever you feed your, back, like,
whatever you feed your body, whatever you feed your mind, whatever you feed your spirit, that's what you is. You know what I mean? Because you consuming that shit. And whatever you consume the most of, that's what you
that's
is.
That's what you become.
Whoever you hang with the most, that's what the fuck you
real
is.
Shit.
You hang with 5 bum-ass, broke-ass nigga. You the 6. Mm. You know what I mean? You hang with 5 millionaires. If you not a millionaire already, you on your way to be one. Because ain't no way you going to sit around them every day and digest all that shit and not find the way. You know what I'm saying? So I strongly believe in that shit. Like, whatever you are what you eat. You know what
one thing about it, bro, where we come from and shit, bro, it's like, because I remember how I used to think. We got to unlearn, bro. That's the word. That's the word.
Fact.
Yeah.
We got to unlearn certain shit.
You told me that a couple weeks ago. That's real.
We got to unlearn certain shit because certain shit, you'll think you standing on some morals, but really you being stupid.
I hate the hood, man. Yeah. I'm going to say that shit. Fuck all that hood. Gangsta
it's
shit.
The mentality.
I love like my upbringing and like the community and shit, but to keep it real, just all the shit I've been through as a black man, you know what I mean? I feel like the trenches took our innocence, bank.
Facts.
That shit took our innocence, my nigga. Mm. I seen shit and got exposed to shit. Like I was saying, you are what you see.
Right.
You know what I mean? That I shouldn't have been exposed to, my nigga. You know what I mean? So by being exposed to that shit, because that's why it's so good to attain wealth and make sure we doing this shit for our kids, so they don't have to be in the same environment that took our innocence. You know what I mean? Shit, if I ain't growed up in Ridgecrest, ain't no telling what I could have became. But I had to learn what I seen. So now I'm a grown ass man trying to unlearn all this shit.
Reprogram
my motherfucking mental computer. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? To whereas my son, he ain't gonna have to worry about that. Y'all ain't seeing nothing but suburban area. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everything he gonna be exposed to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want him to lose his innocence at 10. I don't want him to see Mr. Charles like I used to see at 10. First time I ever seen a junkie smoke the straight shooter. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell he smoking? You know what I'm saying? Or goddamn, you know, being exposed to a murder. You know what I'm saying? At 12 years old in my neighborhood. Actually seeing, you know what I mean, somebody laid out because they done been gunned down. That shit, you know, it chip away slowly but surely as you get older.
It desensitizes you.
It didn't make you callous. Mm-hmm. Desensitized, like you said, to what shit. By the time I turned 15, 16, I'm ready to fire one of y'all nigga ass up too.
And that shit ain't
because it's normal now.
Yeah.
Shit, this shit normal now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? To where it's like, shit, maybe if I ain't grow up around this shit, I'd be like, guns? Hell no. I don't want no guns. Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shit, growing up, In the environment that we grow up in, shit,
That shit desensitize you to that. Yeah. We really outside trying to goddamn sneak shoot in the air, even if we just shooting in the air, just to practice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because this the environment that we come up in. So I really like, shit, as I got old, I really realized, like, shit, that shit really fucked up. Only reason nigga was there because of the economic choices that our parents probably made. Mm-hmm. They won, you know what I mean, economically, you know what I'm saying, on a top tier level to where we ain't have to be raised there. We had to be raised
there. They didn't know about credit. They didn't know about, like, you know what I'm saying, all the other shit.
So all that shit is important to me now, you know what I'm saying, as an older nigga and as a father myself, to break that cycle, you know what I'm saying? I don't want my kids growing up in the same environment, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, definitely can get stuck, bro. Your mind can be stuck and you won't even know it because you thinking, like, it's so many different reels. And I used to be like, bro, one way would be real. How? When you want to talk that way. You would talk to be how you are. So however you are, that's your real. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Every nigga got a different definition.
Everybody got a different definition of real. And how you going to say that they being real if they ain't doing nothing fake?
Right.
The realest shit is just being yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the realest
shit. Like, but I'm saying, like, some people feel like, that ain't real. Mm-hmm. Because he made a choice for his life. Mm. What's real? How that's fake, though? What's fake about it?
I think the hood and the streets and all that shit come with a lot of peer pressure, too.
I'm just saying the world, like in the world in general. Like we were talking about breaking up early. If you just say, if I just said, okay, we just wake up one day and be like, you know what? You ain't did nothing to me or nothing, but I'm finna go on my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm.
What if you born into it, though? What? But what if you born into it, though?
A lot of people are.
What I'm saying is, if I say today, if I wake up today right now and be like, I ain't, bro, I just don't feel the big fat shit no more. I'm through with it. I put somebody right there. How y'all gonna be mad at me and say I ain't real?
Well, that's what you chose to do. But what if you are born into...
Right.
Well,
how?
What I'm saying, making
my decision.
But I'm saying, what if you are born into, like, a set or a hood in California or L.A.? You're born into it. You have no choice but to... You can't make
that
decision.
You always got a choice.
How the hell you can't make that decision?
Every day you wake up, you got a chance or a choice. I know people... That I got real close friends and close ties to people in California, Compton, L.A., and some of them involved in that, and some of them grew up right there, and it's not involved in none of that. Okay. Grew up right on the set, right on the turf. You know, that might be their ties or their alliances. Like, shit, if my uncle and my brother and my dad and all this come from this hood right here, of course I'm going to have ties to it, but they not active members are actively doing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some of these niggas done went to college and everything, I know personally. So that showed me, you know what I'm saying, that that don't really, because you born into something, you know what I mean? You got a choice.
You had to be active.
Well, you got a choice to whether you gonna uphold whatever it is you born into. I could be born in a fucking Sicilian mafia. That don't mean I want to be a don, or that don't mean I want to be a part of this culture. I got a choice to be like, well, shit, that's what my parents and my grandparents did. I don't want to do that.
And it
shit
doesn't make you any less of a man or any less of a person. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with your decisions.
But you be looked at as a black cat, though.
Yeah, like, and it's
like
different.
You be casted out, though. That's in some, like in that mob shit, like, like look, Anthony, Michael's son.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a singer and all that shit. But
we talking about the Godfather, y'all, for y'all. But y'all that don't know what we're talking
Michael
about.
Michael was stuck in his way at first until he got older and he unlearned, like, really, I need to let him just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's do a real life shit. Like, okay, the movie good, but real life. John Gotti Jr.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got to a point where he said, look, this ain't for me. They got the videotapes of surveillance when he was going to see... His dad, John Gotti, he was saying, you know, I'm done with the life. And his dad was saying, you know, don't let them make you into a bitch. You know what I'm saying? You born into this, you know what I mean? He didn't never unlearn.
Yeah.
He was coasting ocean till he died. He died in his cell like that. Coasting ocean. But the son was like, nah, dad, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand I'm born into this, but this ain't.
I want to go a different path.
I want to go a different way.
But certain people,
he put his time in.
Yeah.
But after a while, when he realized, like, shit, you my dad, you my hero, who I look up to, but you finna die in a cell.
And this ain't working for me.
This ain't working for me.
Yeah.
You probably built like that, Pop. You know what I'm saying?
Not.
You the real one.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But niggas can't even accept that.
So it, like, you know,
can't accept that when they because it be their morals and codes that they trying to make you uphold. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. Just like if you have a kid exactly. And you your son turns exactly. out to be gay.
That nigga ain't got to get out of my house.
Nah, yeah.
Nah, I mean, he turns out to be, you know, a different way than what you are. It's like some people are so like stuck on the, like taking the African American culture, for instance, like the real nigga, you know, we don't do that, da da da, whatever, whatever, till it's like you gotta understand, not necessarily, I don't wanna say that unlearn some shit. Too. Mm-hmm.
You can love your child, but if it's my house, I pay the rules, his ass ain't gotta stay there, dude.
If he a kid.
Oh, if you're, you saying if you're yes. a kid. The world different, man. I can't even really just even go into that shit. That shit
fucked up right now.
Yeah, if you're a kid, that's different. Like,
man, niggas got, you know.
I thought you mean like I used grown to be, assist
see,
shit.
I'm saying it used to be me, bro, that be the nigga like, hell no, you supposed to do it like this. Mm-hmm. No, you can't. If that shit ain't clicking, bro, it ain't clicking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you making a motherfucker look at you like, damn. But nigga, I'm trying to tell you, when we did it like that, that worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that's why they have creator directors and all this shit. But you can't force that
can't
shit.
Can't force. Mm-hmm. That's what it's coming force back it, to. Bro. Don't force.
You shit. Can't force it. When you see a person that's what they really want to go do that, you got to let them folk do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if not, anything else, they
gonna
after trying to force to them,
they're going to find their way back to that. Anyway.
And
they're
going to feel unhappy trying to
or
they're going to
sneak
this.
And go do yeah. that, whatever that is.
No. And that's going to fuck up y'all's relationship.
Like, this crazy, bro. Like, little. Like, you know, I put them in the suburbs, all that shit, early when they was early, 6, 7 years old. So around 10, 11 shit, I'm starting to find little 380s and shit in the nigga room and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, like, what the fuck I supposed to say and do? Like, you know what I'm saying? He going to school, got, like, look, you know, the kind that ain't even probably going to shoot. Mm-hmm. The little silver. You know, with that little click on the side yeah, shit,
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that pocket rocket.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That shit, they call $80 now.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. Hey, what you doing? You know, first time, punch him out and shit. Cool. Fast forward 2-3 more years, like 13. Now you got them, they in the school saying, y'all nigga got them scripting nigga. But I'm thinking, okay, these niggas doing this shit that they hearing in the music. From me.
Yeah.
I can come home all day and say,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Nigga, this shit fake. You ain't never seen Alley Boy rob nobody. You ain't never seen Alley Boy kill nobody. This is fake. Cause he was gone off the alley. Mm. Like gone, like shit, he mobbed. You know what I'm saying? He gone. Yeah. Even that boy, 12 years old, them niggas laying on their pillow listen to that shit. So I'm like, after a while I was like, damn, just let it, damn, I'm disappointed. Mm. Like in my feelings about what choices nigga making. Okay, you turn 15, now you gotta go to juvenile 2-3 years, whatever. So you get out of jail, he got a GED and shit, juvenile, get out of jail, he about 17, 18 now. Goddamn, Shantae got down. You need to go to this community college, all this shit. So goddamn, I'm knowing nigga ain't gonna go, so he go to the fake college shit. But the whole time, I'm knowing this nigga ain't gonna go, cause I pop up on day, they up there. Like, they let us out early, but you ain't even never went. So it came up to some shit, like some books. I think the book ended up being like 1800, 1900. So I hit the nigga, I was like, before I pay for these books, is you what you finna do with this shit? Mm-hmm. You 18, nah, I ain't finna do that shit with your mama, all that. Like, I'm trying to good pay off your ass. What mm-hmm. you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, man, I ain't going that shit. Them niggas, I'm thinking about 17, them niggas, I ain't going that shit. Like, cool. Now I'm finna let you sit around and listen and learn, because I know what you think you're going to be on. So I'd rather you sit around me or have the access to be around me instead of me trying to be like, I ain't on certain shit, being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'd rather let you come around and see certain shit, see what type of, okay, you finna witness everybody's character. I let them do this all their life. Mm-hmm. That probably fucked them up. Like, you in the car with me, little bit ass boy, 6, 7 years old, your brother 3, whatever, all the way up. Y'all in the car, he in conversation, over conversation, ain't hiding nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hiding nothing. So this whole time, what y'all niggas is able to see is characters. Y'all see each person and how they turned out mm-hmm. 20 years later. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now you know, like, if your friend remind you of this nigga,
cut his ass
off. You know he a hoe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If your friend remind you of this nigga, you remember he told. Mm-hmm. If your friend remind you of this nigga, remember he backed those niggas. Mm-hmm. Right. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, indirectly, without even saying, like, you know, that nigga be like, shit, not like, you know what I'm saying? Stories and shit, like, no, I don't say around the boy. Nigga said, nigga. Mm-hmm. I remember Shawty used to be like, man, you got them niggas. Bruh, You don't fuck around and got them. Hey, they already own that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This how the world is to me. Yeah. And I can't say for nobody else how they supposed to do whatever. But to me, I felt like you was going to try to emulate what I do so bad or emulate what because it was already, it's the fire. Once you see that fire in a nigga, it's already there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't put it out. I don't give a fuck who you is. I was that same nigga. I'm too intrigued into this. That's it. Mm-hmm. So at least I'm going to let you see how this shit go. Mm-hmm. You see this nigga just died. This nigga done got killed. This nigga going to jail forever. Your granddaddy just got out doing goddamn 27 years. This what come with this shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't finna like, don't tell him that his granddad in jail. Don't tell him with this. No, tell how that shit went down. Tell the goddamn, that boy told on Dante. Mm-hmm. Let them folks know that. You need to hear this.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Like all that, your friend shit and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So shit, at the end of the day, a nigga do all that shit as a young nigga. You get old enough. Now that shit started. You sat in the juvenile, or you got, you know, when they got out of juvenile, they were still on, they were wild. They were still on the wild shit. Him and Problem get locked up and shit. Okay, I ain't answer phone. Got him out, but I ain't answer phone. I'm gonna talk to y'all niggas in no jail shit. Mm-hmm. Cool, they get out, he get red. Okay, now you on some, this shit. Mm. I'm finna got, now I'm finna try to move like a dun and think instead of a crash. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? That's the difference, bro. Mm-hmm. And with all that being said, man, sometimes you can't hide it from these niggas. They already own that.
So you think that's almost like probably the worst shit a parent can do is hide some shit from their kids.
If you like shelter their children, yeah.
But regardless, I mean, even if, let's just say,
I can't say that though.
What if it's a woman who was stripping and got a daughter?
Yes, hide that.
Hide it for sure.
Hell yeah, yes, hide
you better hide. You bitches anyway, hide
unless you want her to be there.
No, I'm saying she gonna find out.
Yeah, she gonna find out. But when she find out, she'll be at a certain age where y'all can have that talk. Out, but no, what resentment you gonna have from your mama shaking her ass, taking care of you?
Training of the mind.
I said she gonna have resentment if she finds out and wasn't told.
No, you tell her at a certain age.
Listen, it's a training of the mind. If she find out around 12 or 13,
yeah,
it's different. It's like, I don't want to be that, mama.
Yeah, you're not telling her. Yeah,
now she already done know. Like
3-4-year-old, that shit.
Yeah, you training a motherfucker with a child.
And then she's making TikToks popping her ass. Yeah, that's what you're doing. And that's what she sees you doing. That's not right.
You never say nothing about that shit. And then now we got the internet. We got documented shit. They going to find out.
What about the porn?
If you rather than find out, they rather find out from you than to find out from.
What I'm trying to tell you, if you see your little daughter already doing some little hot shit,
you sit her down.
You might as well go on and put on game.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, God.
Because she already there.
Yeah. Right. No,
but if she seem like the little girl that's going to school, nice little girl, keep on that route.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you bust it, then you get bust out.
Everybody
you be like,
know
mama had
they
to do this so you could be on this route.
Everybody
try that move.
Everybody want to know what their parent is, though.
They could lie.
What you mean? I'm a nurse.
She's a registered nurse. Yeah, CNA.
Buy some scrubs. I'm a nurse at
parents lie.
You're a nurse, but what about this TikTok right here? This flyer set.
But what about the porn
birthday
stars?
Birthday bash, birthday set from so-so.
For hot chocolate.
Listen, bro, by the time you that age, your mind already done developed into what you wanted. What I was saying about Lil, them niggas was round hearing people talk about your daddy this, your daddy that, your daddy this. So now you want to live up to this shit as a living-ass boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say I wasn't even connected to that. I was just saying, the point I was trying to make is
anybody.
You should be honest with your kids, though.
How?
You cannot be honest with your kids the whole time.
I'm not talking about babies.
We gotta set the age limit.
What age can they start thinking on their own a little bit?
13.
Yeah.
13.
13.
Man, I was thinking of like 9 or 10.
13, bro.
9 or 10.
I'm saying 13. If you can keep them green to 13, you got them.
Well, you keep me
9 or 10
years old.
Keep green. That's a slow.
When it start changing for you?
That's a whole slow.
You will tell me 8, 9, 10 years old, you ain't start thinking about you bank.
But it depends on what you had your parent around.
That's what I'm saying.
But listen,
keep them green to 13.
If I'm 9 years old, but I'm seeing my cousin coming in the house, running from the podium, now I'm looking like, damn, that's it. They got away. You know what I'm saying? Now I want to run from the police.
And get away.
So my grandma opened the door. Come on, baby.
Whatever's that?
By this time, this isn't the shit. I need to be waved in this motherfucker.
Well, what if I never
saw that?
What if it's that 9-year-old girl that her mama ain't never at home at night?
What you mean? I ain't never at home no night. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about female shit, bro.
Okay, what you talking about? Her mama ain't never at home at night.
What you mean by that? I'm talking about her mama ain't never home from the hours of like 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Bro, people mama do that.
You got nurses.
What happens when you find out?
Find out what?
When?
She a stripper.
No, that's not. Okay, just because
it's not. 10 years old.
10 years old, baby, you on, baby, I'm going to sit you down and give you the talk now.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
You understand the sacrifice that I had to make for you.
That's what I'm getting at.
I think that's true.
The shit just happened to Power. We were watching the Power when Mary J. lied to, it was really her son.
You don't get all that shit.
He just said how I raised you, bro.
Yeah, she didn't raise. She raised him as a school nigga.
You don't think he's going to have resentment?
How he found out.
It's not the fact that he found out. It's how he found out.
It depends on what's inside of him. If it was me, what's inside of me going to be looking like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because I see, like, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what's in you, bro. Yeah.
And then she kept him away from the drug shit, too.
Huh?
She kept him away from the drug shit.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on what's in you and how you raised me.
I got you.
So it's all going to add up. If a female is a stripper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she raised her daughter in private school. Like, you got the best of the best. You don't have a reason to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if I raise you poke your lip out how they do them and put filters and shit on your pictures and I'm posting you, I'm training you to be what I am.
Let me ask a real question.
But if I'm not training you to be that, you're not going to be that.
Why is there so many situations where that's the attempt, raise the person up this way and they still end up going
because
that way?
Because they be
exposed to it's whatever's already in them.
Yeah, it's whatever in them, too.
It's whatever in them.
It's whatever in them,
too. You just heard him made the example. He had them in the burbs young. But it, like they say, sometimes shit just be in a motherfucker and not on them.
Because them niggas go down like, we moved out there, but them niggas wasn't there.
So look, back to TV. I'm going to take it about TV. The Raising Kanan shit, when Kanan mom was like, fuck it, let's sell this crack then. Let me hear the gun. You finna run with me.
Bro, you already done bust the nigga.
Yeah, he was doing
it. I'm like, well, God, get you for your crime, man.
Yeah, you already doing too much.
Right. Like, come on, man. I'm fine. Like, man, this nigga already hard as fuck. That nigga hard.
Right. You run with me.
You already own that.
Run with me.
Yeah.
How the hell I'm finna go let you cry for somebody or some bullshit?
Yeah,
do it. Yeah, like, you can't deny his capabilities.
Oh, you can't deny who he is. That's who he is.
You can't deny what he done already did.
Yeah.
And now you gotta try to put principles in this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the nigga, my brother, don't be out there with that nigga. He's a fuck nigga. He gonna get you killed.
Okay,
you do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can have a nigga getting taught by the wrong motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God,
some shit you can teach him.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you don't take off your friends.
I'm just trying to understand it all because it's like a lot of people try real hard. They spend a lot of money on their kids to
That's how these niggas.
But
they
kid end up
kids,
being another thing.
These kids that grow up and these rich parents like be flipping out because it's already, I got a demon in me, pop. That's how they die off them goddamn drugs and shit. Because you trying to make it seem like drugs not real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they want to spare them. No, this shit is real.
Yeah. Because they see them.
I'm gonna tell you about this shit.
Yeah.
This is what this shit do. Mm-hmm. Instead of telling you that's bad. Mm-hmm. And I explain it to you this shit is gonna start off in the good. Then it's gonna become a habit. Then it's gonna become a habit. You're gonna have to afford.
Mm-hmm. Because what I've learned too is like when you're dealing with people and
better get them off of it.
Like when you're dealing with people and like when you're
What conversation?
About drugs with their kids.
You got to.
No, you definitely.
I had a conversation about 12 years old.
But it's like, when you're dealing with kids,
I be telling you. I'm sorry, my parents, I ain't nobody know.
What's that smell? This is the smell. What's that about? This is what this is.
No, but I got a conversation. I just seen that shit.
Yeah, like neighborhood.
That's part of the conversation.
But see, it's like when you're dealing with kids or whatever, and when you're trying to teach them certain shit, it's like when you're telling them that, like, when you're telling them that shit is bad, and when you're telling them don't do this and don't do that, that makes them want to do it even more because they're trying to see what's so bad about it. Like, what's so wrong about it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
curiosity.
I just think you got to deal with the end game.
Then it'd be even worse if you, my bad, Shereen, it'd be even worse when you're a hypocrite with it. Like, you see him telling, I'm seeing him telling, like, bro, goddamn, I'm seeing him telling a nigga like,
you snort coke, but you snorting the line.
Or I'm telling him like, bro, that music, bro, but you seeing how this shit making me act. Like, come on, bro. You on the same shit, Pete. You on the same shit, bro. You lying to me.
Yeah. And then, and your kids want to be you regardless. If you want to say it or
it
not.
It's going to be resentment, huh?
I was saying your kids want to be like their parents regardless if your parents
you their first hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. First hero, their first love. So your parent could, that's like kids who mama's a crackhead. They still love her dirty draw. It's nothing that lady can do wrong to them. Right. Like, it's nothing they could do wrong. Like, kids going to still love and admire their parents regardless. So if you doing drugs, your kids 9 times out of 10 going to try to figure out what that shit is about. They either one going to hate it or two going to start doing it too. That's how kids start fucking early.
Like, they be at home, you know what I'm saying? They don't be, they might not, they might have a, like, an older sibling or some shit that's babysitting. They have a motherfucker come over doing homework, and then the homework gets finished, and then they watching TV, and then that shit leads to some other shit. And then you look up a year later, the bitches, I mean, the, they pop up pregnant. Or they pop up, you know what I'm saying, like, with a, you know what I'm saying, like, with a disease, or you know what I'm saying, some shit like that, and they still in middle school type shit. Like,
you ain't talk
Brenda.
Because you ain't talked to him. You gotta tell them, man.
That's all I'm talking about. You gotta have them conversations.
Put the fears in your daughters. Shit, make your daughter scared of you.
Fear ain't gonna do it.
I don't know if that fear shit.
Fear ain't gonna do it.
Fear does the opposite.
Fear gonna do the opposite. You gotta make them feel, you gotta make them feel like y'all friends.
Partner.
Everybody's always be like, bro, you act like these niggas your buddies.
Friends with boundaries.
But they know what the boundaries is when you already stand on certain codes. Like, them niggas, like, you got to make them feel like y'all friends enough. If they tell you some shit that hurt your heart, you got to be able to take that shit a little bit to be able to not be in your feelings and tell them how to go about that shit. Because you can't stop thoughts.
Right.
Your little girl go to school at 11 years old, you can't stop. She got up here, you can't stop. Her little boyfriend that we just finna goddamn skip all day. Shout on some pussy. He 11, he finna be 12 years old, he wants some pussy. Nothing else. How you gonna scare her not to fuck?
Right. At crazy. 10-11, your daughter shouldn't be nowhere to be able to fuck at 10-11.
What you mean, nigga fucking in school? What are you talking about?
How are you fucking in school at 10-11?
What are you talking about? Nigga, we were fucking in school back in my days.
Decatur, Georgia.
Ain't no nothing. No. This shit ain't finna be fast.
Middle school.
Under the bleachers.
I ain't even got a nut. Nigga, as long as I can say, I jigga, jigga, jigga a little bit, jigga, jigga. I'm getting closer and closer to getting it in now.
Dog water.
That's how this shit is.
Y'all need to have a leash on these kids.
I kiss to the day.
You got a whole leash on the kid. They're going to get off the leash.
Come in, if you going to do that.
A leash on the kid, they're going to get off the leash.
I mean, shit. I had a leash on me, but I was scared to be fucking and shit at that age.
I'm sure you didn't. I'm just saying, I'm sure all of us, I'm sure you did a lot of shit you weren't supposed to be doing.
Granted, I did, but I wasn't out here fucking and
doing drugs. Ain't nobody
going to
stop you from doing it. Who's going to stop you from doing it?
All them niggas who had the mean ass pump, like, unless you just had a mean ass crazy, like my grandma was crazy here. But unless you just had a mean ass, it's a different kind of mean, like your dad up here at school. Get in that car. Them the ones who been hunching on the bleacher, them hoes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
She can't spend the night nowhere. She ain't like, and your dad be tripping that nigga like, fuck. She ready. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nigga climbing in your wood, breaking his leg and everything.
She ain't supposed to be, she ain't even doing.
Yeah, because he too strict.
Yeah.
Preacher's daughters. Preacher's sons. God.
It's a way to do that shit, but I can't tell nobody else how to raise their kids, so I ain't trying to.
Raise the kid you want to raise.
Raise the way you want to raise, because how they turn out is going to be how on you. So, I'm saying, but I know. Man, my past experience, everybody who had a mean ass dad, a mean ass shit, them niggas goddamn be doing some crazy shit, crashing, all kinds of shit, bro. Junkies. Smoking dope, like all kinds of shit. Niggas who had all the bikes and shit back in the day, man, them niggas, that shit be crazy, bro.
Yeah.
We come from our shit third world, though. You know what I'm saying? Like the neighborhood shit, bro. I know everybody should feel like that to come out of that shit. Be like a third world country when you actually start seeing different shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put yourself in that position. You have to put yourself in that mind frame when you see that shit, like, I know what they thinking. Instead of like, now you think different. You think like, a nigga shouldn't think like that.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Get you some help, son. That's what I'm going to tell, start telling you. Get some help. Read your book. Like, talk to somebody. Or listen to Big Facts.
I don't start talking to these niggas like Joe Clark on Lean On Me.
No, for real.
You be dead in a year, son. Dead in a year.
You smoke crack, don't you?
There he's
jump. Jump.
I'm a Joe Clark, these niggas.
Nah, for real shit.
Be no, dead in a year, son. Fuck you doing?
I'm telling you, bro. Like,
crazy, man.
And then, get what? I ain't no nigga sitting here like, I ain't a nigga who was lost. Mm-hmm. I'm still on navigation, trying to get there. I'm still looking.
Yeah, big
fan. But I, you know what I'm saying? I was totally didn't have no navigation at first. Now I got a destination light. I ain't there, but I ain't there either.
You know where you want to go.
You get what I'm saying? Because I knew the way a nigga was thinking, like, that shit is foul.
That goes back to the unlearning and relearning process.
Yeah,
we
bro.
Still,
like, shit don't even,
we still
the shit
unlearning.
That we think a nigga supposed to uphold, it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit, how you going to be?
It's toxic. Some of it. A lot of it.
A lot of that toxic. Shit toxic.
It's toxic. No, it's toxic.
But that's what it is, though. Because you can grow up in a household, right? Mm-hmm. And this shit trickles down. And your family is just toxic. Yeah. But you love your family to death, and you ain't looking at that shit as that. But you create no same habits within yourself.
Yeah, you with whatever they with.
You got to think about the little kid who got there, was walking home from school regular, like, his family some bullshit, but he still the nigga trying his best to, like, this nigga hit him, this brother finna graduate. Mm-hmm. Hood look out for him, like, man, this nigga finna graduate, look out for him.
Yeah.
That, how many of those it was in the hood that took that nerd-ass nigga? Who, how many of those it was? Two, three.
Yeah.
Cause everybody else gonna fall victim to the pressure. I gotta get my own money, man. We poor. How many niggas gonna go to school with their shoes like that? How many gonna take that joint all day and be smart as fuck for real?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy, bro. What the situation the nigga be in. And in your household, all you ever seen niggas handle that shit is handle that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's the answer to everything.
Real shit. Real. That's all you ever seen. So how you finna goddamn do something different? Yeah. Unless you different, you gotta be chosen, bro.
Yeah.
You can't, that's what nigga need to tell the young nigga, you can't be afraid to be chosen, bro.
Or afraid to be different.
Yeah.
Or afraid to live in your gift.
Yeah, but exactly, because at the end of the day, nobody knew that was Jesus or whoever been a chosen person in this world that we look at, Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Them niggas in Marshall Project didn't know they were walking with Jay-Z.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He only knew he was Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God. You get what I'm saying? Like, so you can't never, ever, 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 ever scared to be chosen, bro.
Mm. And he probably has some niggas along the way trying to discourage him from being Jay-Z.
Because everything you got when you in the hood, everything that you got of value is going to be devalued if a nigga ain't got it. You done seen niggas got down look at you like, cause you got a mama boy ass nigga.
Yeah.
Cause you got a dad, bro. You got it easy. Mm-hmm. So now you try to downplay that and create some in your mind like they ain't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, that's
the chosen
that's
one.
That's facts. Yeah.
It's facts. Like this shit is crazy. It's like your mind is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's right is wrong. Everything that's wrong is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a nigga. Like you can a nigga. Something can happen. Some bullshit can happen, right? Shit going on. And a nigga might be like, hey, you let that nigga try you like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You let that nigga try you like that? They in your comment the whole time. You let that nigga try you like that? Then you go nut up. Get you some smoke. Now that nigga stupid ass, that nigga can go to jail. God damn, what one?
Cause that's exactly what the fuck they gonna say. This nigga stupid ass.
What one do you do?
The same nigga that was revving you up, they gonna call one of your pops. Shit. Man, shout out, Jet crashed out, man. That nigga dumb as fuck.
Dumb ass nigga.
Exactly, bro.
Same nigga that was telling you, man, you gonna go out, you gonna let that nigga do that?
He clicked these days, they got it like, it's too much, you gotta battle. Okay, you got one group, one part of their group playing gangster. You know what I'm saying? Then you get into it, they gangster. Then you got the other group who finna make sure you go to jail.
Right.
Like, it's too much. It's too much.
No win.
How you gonna win? Yeah. Like, y'all got the gangsters and the police? This shit ain't gonna add up to nothing for nobody.
Ever. Yeah.
So you gotta ignore that shit until you have to face it. Mm-hmm. You see me, you play on, gun your head down. That's just the bottom line. Any nigga. That's how you supposed to feel. Defense at all times. If you see me, you play. I gotta protect myself. I don't give a fuck who it is. It can be goddamn Luferingo, whoever. I got a hell of my business. But I can't go out there
looking for some shit.
Yeah, no, because that put me in the wrong.
Yeah.
That just go back to
I can't
earlier.
Entertain that shit.
Whatever you feeding. You know what I'm saying? You can't feed on that. Facts. You know what I mean? Because that shit going to put you in a position to where it might not even be your time to crash. I tell nigga all the time, when it's my time to crash, boy, I'm going to be the biggest crash dummy you ever motherfucking motherfucking seen.
We gonna do
I
big.
Know when it's my time to crash. You feel what I'm saying?
One, two, three,
one about it, you ain't even got to go looking for it. That exactly. shit going to come for you.
Yeah. So it like, so
if it's for you, it's for you.
Yeah, so it like a lot of niggas, they'll fuck their whole timing up because you be on let a situation rev you up and you be done fed into the wrong energy to where really it wasn't even time for you to goddamn go do no time, bro. Stupid ass nigga. Goddamn $1 million was just coming around the corner. You done goddamn fed into this shit and allowed yourself to let another nigga energy possess you. Cause really all that shit is spirits.
Facts.
All that shit is spirits. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother topic.
Cause nigga ain't hurting that. Nigga ain't did him hurt a nigga feeling. At the end of the day, all this shit that be going on, a nigga, like, we be like, how this shit started? A nigga, I just started telling the truth. A nigga hurt my feelings.
Ooh. But men not gonna do that.
I'm just saying, ain't no other, what else, unless it's a bitch. Now, you know, it could be a bitch.
9 times out of 10, that's what it is.
But it turn around to either be, the you little hurt one my time feelings out of feelings. Shit you see. Yeah. How else is the shit started?
A grown man not gonna tell another grown man.
Bruh, no, I'm saying not another grown man, not tell that person.
They not gonna say it, but like, that's the reason.
Let's say, Vince, if I'm telling you right now, I hate this nigga, Shy. I see the nigga, woo. And you say what happened. I'm gonna say what happened after.
I'm convincing you that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell you what happened.
What really happened.
What really happened was that nigga hurt my feelings.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
We done took some hurt feelings into a war.
Oh yeah,
because after the nigga done hurt my feelings, then I went off and went crazy. And then when I went off and went crazy on the nigga, then the nigga shot my house up. But I'm kicking it like the reason we at this nigga is because this nigga shot my house up.
Facts.
Yeah,
he hurt my feelings, so I hurt his feeling back. Cause words ain't never hurt a nigga feeling.
Yeah.
Like you hurt my feeling, I hurt your feeling back. You hurt my feeling, I hurt your feeling back. Then you embarrass me. Now I gotta do something. When I do something, now goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it come down to it, it's gonna be like a nigga tried me. That's what the answer is. How? You nigga touch you?
When the real issue is the nigga going out,
did nigga violate you? Did nigga violate? Did a nigga touch you? Did nigga put a hand on you? Did nigga play with your kid? Did nigga go in your house? Did nigga take anything from you?
What if it's yes to one of them?
Answers? If it's yes to one of them, then that's your time to crash.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's a deadly.
That's your time to crash. If it that, then it that. But I'm saying like you ain't did shit to me. But make me feel some kind of way. Okay, now you'll make me feel some kind of way. Hey, man, a nigga, men make women feel some type of way. Women make men feel
Yeah, that's
some
the lady
type
of a nigga. Yeah.
So you let another nigga make you feel some type of way. You might want to lay down with him.
About yourself.
Real shit. You make another nigga make you feel some type of way. How?
Bait just hurt a lot of people.
No, because I done did that. I done let niggas make me feel some type of way, bro.
Yeah.
But when I think about it, like, What little Tilt son say? That shit is embarrassing.
Oh yeah.
I let you get me like you can get game from the youngest nigga. And I don't know why these old niggas be trying to look like, bro. Shit, all I do is you young nigga be putting me up on it like you tripping.
For real.
All the time, all them niggas call me. I don't even want to call anything. Call me, man. You tripping?
Yeah.
And they knowing I'm receiving it. Say less. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a new day and time.
Yeah.
You stand on this old ass shit that don't register in 2022.
Right.
Right. You nigga blow your ass down, OG.
OG.
Real shit.
OG.
So I'm picking this shit up as I drop it. Yeah. Real nigga big shit. Facts.
Pass the bank.
Nah, but for real, if you let another man, he really, so he can turn you on then.
What?
If a nigga start playing with your emotions, he can turn you off.
If a nigga can turn you off, then he can turn you off.
Come on, P.
If a nigga make you
drop
upset,
that shit, Bank.
If a nigga make you upset enough that you ready to throw the rest of your life away.
You got you emotional.
Got emotion. You emotional.
Yeah.
He can turn you on.
Ooh.
He can control you.
That's a fact.
Damn.
Now I give you that.
Damn. Mm.
Am I right or wrong?
Mm. Emotions.
You got the light switch.
Emotions a motherfucker, bro. You know how many niggas in the ground
right now
and all that shit and fucked up.
Yeah,
fuck that. Niggas is broke, dead, and in jail behind emotions.
Big facts. Yeah. I think that's 90% of the people in jail.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, because you made me feel a way that I had to do this.
Yeah,
like we just said. Now you do any of those, you gonna put me in my emotion to fuck all this shit, Bank. Talking about on this big fact.
No.
You gonna put me in my emotion where I ain't got no choice but to do it.
Yeah,
right.
That's what it is. Like, I ain't on nothing else because I'm a man. Mm-hmm. But if I can let your words put me in a place that I want to say, fuck everything else but that. Mm. You could do anything to me.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
You own me.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Yeah.
You own me. I own you. Nigga, I just made you feel a way.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. What we doing? Especially if I'm ready to throw away my motherfucking life about it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Great information on Big Facts Friday. All publicity is definitely publicity. Good publicity, bad publicity. Don't be afraid to be the chosen one.
We went off that topic.
Don't be afraid to be the chosen one. That's
That's real shit, though.
Real and big. Right.
You can't, because you trying to downplay yourself to make another nigga feel. That's just like Michael Jordan on the court trying to goddamn keep passing to this nigga because they're my friend.
Oh, yeah.
You take the shot when I know I'm finna twick this shit.
Yeah.
Twick.
Yeah,
what you doing with it?
Dunk. I'm throwing your alley and you missing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to throw the alley to you because, nigga, I'm that.
How many times we done did that, though?
Yeah, but I'm, exactly. But I'm
that. You know what I'm saying?
These folks want to see me.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. We all done threw alleys to alley oops to motherfuckers because we know, you know what I mean? We trying to look out and 9 times of 10, they missing the shot, missing the blessing, missing the blessing.
Nah, cause you can love a motherfucker. Well, not love. I ain't even gonna say love. You can see some of the motherfucker that he can't see in himself.
Self, yeah.
And so exactly. When you see that, but you don't, and you don't see in yourself. Like, I could be looking at screen like, damn, screen goddamn tall. He woo 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 woo. We need to let screen face be this. Mm. He need to goddamn go in there and talk to him for. But damn, you gonna take away. But they keep on saying like, bank, we need you to bank, we need you. But I'm trying to put you. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nah, go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're afraid to be chosen.
Mm-hmm. It's your own.
Because it don't matter how you deliver it. You think he finna deliver it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How it should be delivered. It don't matter how you deliver it. They want it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
You all seen that shit. I seen niggas be the most talented rapper. Like, you might have two rappers signed to a label. This nigga, he a talented as fuck. He the one. This nigga come out and drop that one song.
It's up.
It's up. Now he the one. Mm-hmm. Now you got this nigga looking at this nigga like.
Mm. They chose him?
I'm the one.
I thought I was the one.
Yeah.
We thought you were the one.
Right. Yeah. You were the one.
Until the one came.
But this man is chosen.
Ooh. Now you're
until
the two.
One came.
That's destined to be this.
Yeah, that's destined, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can try to push you to make you do whatever. Y'all done seen this shit, man. Times after times after times, labels, independent labels, major labels, they have this big artist, they put $10 million in their campaign. This shit all in Times Square, everything. This shit dud. Mm-hmm. They put $1 million in this nigga, the biggest artist ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nigga ain't think Drake was finna be Drake.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Kanye was finna be Kanye. You finna do beats forever, King. That nigga looking at that shit like, you finna do beats forever.
Yeah.
Baby, they wasn't even no rapper. Mm-hmm. He just was chosen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
Soon you start your first song, money and the only fucking notch. We fucking with that. He knew he wasn't in it bad yet, but he still probably thinking like, bro, I need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, bro, you chosen, King. Every crew that got a nigga that popped off, it was somebody else that we believed in before we believed in you. Facts. Guaranteed.
100%. Facts. 100% of the time.
Damn.
Guaranteed. It never be the shit. It be the one who is chosen, bro. Mm. I don't know. You can't buy that.
And the chosen one is always usually unexpected.
You can't buy that, bro.
It's destiny.
We can do whatever. We can put you on a song. This person, put this motherfucker, let you perform at the Super Bowl.
With Jesus and Jay-Z.
Jumping around. If them folks don't want it, they don't want it.
Yeah. Can't force it.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn what you do. But guess what? Everybody's chosen to do something.
There you go. Find what you were chosen to
do. Everybody's chosen to do something, fool.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just because we in this lane and they ain't got down really, hey, man, hey, bro, I'm telling you, bro, I just know this shit because I pass up on so much shit.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I guess it's a feeling you get. I pass up on so much shit, bro. All kinds of shit. Movies, club dates, all that shit. That shit got to hit me when I hear it. Like, oh, hell yeah. I guess that's a gift. Yeah. We ain't striking out. On time we strike out, we fuck with niggas. We do shit. This shit prevail. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when a nigga trying to, like, every idea ain't a good idea for you. Yeah. It may be a good idea. Yeah, yeah, that shit gonna work. Because if you ain't got your all in it, it ain't gonna work.
Right.
But you put your all in some shit that ain't for you, and that still ain't gonna work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna manifest.
Mm-hmm. Real shit, bro. Like, so shit, nigga, you knowing, like, and I can't say that it ain't gonna never work. But it ain't going to work as quick as for what you're chosen for. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because you can stay down for 15 years and make a hit, and then, shit, he stayed down. But within them 15 years, you probably could have got down, had 75 trucks on the road, made you way more money than you finna go make off when you finally made that hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
Let's do it, man.
Big Facts. Rotto, we appreciate you pulling up Big Facts Friday.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
We'll call you every time.
Always a pleasure.
We'll call you every time,
bro. Honorary member, man.
Big Facts Friday, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute, salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's
get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC 8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
a
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.